Hi, welcome to WeSchool. We are on chapter 14, a very, very important chapter because it is going to teach us how to spot a leader. This chapter will guide the reader what to look out for when looking for a market leader to invest in. Because if you invest in the leader, you are bound to get good returns. What is the importance of spotting leader? One makes money on the stock exchange, not by following the crowd, but by spotting the budding leaders. When I say budding leaders, if you spot them at an early stage, you are likely to get more profits. Because once everybody enters into the race, then the price is already gone up. And hence, spotting at an early age is very, very important. And once you have spotted it, then you can bet on them. It will grow and grow for a longer period. So friends, what should one look when one needs to identify leader? In this chapter, we are going to look at five important points. The five important points are the products, the performance, the management, the monopoly, and the cyclicality. Let us look at this one by one. First, the product. A company's sales and its profitability ultimately depends on its products, its quality, its price, its acceptability in the market. If the company's product has good demand, if it is affordable, if people are satisfied with the quality, if more and more people are accepting the product, definitely the sales are going to grow, the company is going to grow, the profitability is going to grow. A new company with a good, superior product has the potential of becoming a market leader, and this is where one has to look into when it tries to trace out what exactly a company's product is to in order to become a market leader. The second important point to look in for a market leader is the performance. It is important to examine the performance, and when we talk in terms of performance, growth in sales, profits, the turnover of the company, the branches it has, the outlets it has becomes very, very important. Especially when you compare them with other companies, you automatically come to know how good the company is performing. If the company is consistently bettering the industry average, it is a company that one should consider as one worthy of investing in it. So in addition to the product, performance also becomes a very, very important parameter to decide whether a company is a market leader or not. The third important point to be looked into is the management. No investment must be made without critically examining the competence and the reputation of the management, because whatsoever good the product is, whatsoever good the company is, whatsoever good the distribution system is, if the management is not good, if the management does not have good competence and reputation, the company is not going to grow. The management by its policies controls the destiny of a company. While a superior management can make it grow, a timid, incompetent management will absolutely ruin the company. So look out for a management which has good promise, competence, and reputation so that the money that you put in will grow based on the policies and controls that are designed by the management. The fourth important point is the monopoly. In some industries, certain companies enjoy a virtual monopoly. There is absolutely no competitor of its height and length in the market, and that is where the product and the company is going to grow. These are the good companies to invest in, and this can be easily spotted in the market as to which company has monopoly and its product has wide acceptability, and the company is able to manage the quality year on year. The fifth important point is this cyclicality. Certain industries are cyclical and its fortune fluctuates. This especially happens with great periodicity in the textile and the shipping industry. However, in spite of the challenges, if the company is keeping on growing consistently, then even though the industry is in a cyclical pattern, its fortune is going to grow. However, a careful study has to be made by the investor, especially in case of companies which have cyclical growth in nature. Thank you very much.